She was quirky.
She was very confident in her words, you know.
Offbeat.
She didn't really have a filter.
Fun.
She was awkward.
I think that Anna really loved talking to people. And so when she saw someone she wanted to be, I think she was paying attention to everything they did and remembering it.
Narcissistic.
I was watching this whole thing happen thinking it can't be true.
Sociopathic.
Well, she's a con artist.
Machiavellian.
Anna Delvey was going to come into a trust fund of 60 million euros on her 26th birthday. She was on her way to establishing the Anna Delvey Foundation, a multi-million dollar visual arts centre in the heart of New York City. She filled her time there with spa visits and stays in luxury hotels as she wined and dined city elites to secure investments for her project. But her fortune was built on a lie, one which ended up costing friends, hotels, lawyers and bankers hundreds of thousands of dollars. But how did she do it? How did she manage to live a life of luxury for so long? How did she make anyone believe her story? And how did she get people to trust her enough to pick up her bills?
Have you got the price?
Between 30 to 40 million. How does that sit with you?
That's great.
I'm Vicky Baker, and in this podcast, Fake Heiress, I'm going to be working alongside playwright and screenwriter Chloe Moss to dig deeper into this New York scandal and mix drama with documentary to tell the story of Anna Delvey's rise and fall.
$7,000 a night? Did I just hear that right?
I'm not sure how this is going to end for you, but it's not going to end well.
I'm so excited about what the future holds. I'd like as many of you as possible to come along for the ride.
Yeah!
To fake it till you make it on an industrial scale, you can't avoid that.
What's your name again?
Anna Delvey.